Support for this podcast comes from SF Jazz, proud to partner with KPLU in bringing a variety of jazz to America's West Coast. Information on the center and upcoming performances at sfjazz.org.
That was music from the Seattle Women's Jazz Orchestra from the CD Meeting of the Waters, and a composition by Daniel Berry, who was also featured as trumpet soloist in that performance, Encontro das Aguas, in Meeting of the Waters, from the Seattle Women's Jazz Orchestra, which is playing tonight, as a matter of fact, at 6 o'clock for the Jazz Vespers at Seattle First Baptist Church. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Today we're going to be listening to a few new releases, maybe a couple of Christmas songs, and filling you in on good things happening on the jazz scene around the Seattle area and beyond. There's a new recording by the Jim Knapp String Orchestra. It's called Scrape. That's the name of the orchestra. And it is all strings, including violins, violas, cellos, and bass, electric guitar, and harp. Here is the ensemble and playing original music by Jim Knapp in 10 selections from the new release just out on Origin Records, Scrape, playing Jim Knapp composition and arrangement, Echoes.
Thank you.
from an Origin Records holiday collection titled simply Winter. That was Hans Teuber, the tenor saxophonist, Dave Peterson on guitar, Jeff Johnson bass, and John Bishop on drums playing Silver Bells. And before that, we were listening to the new Jim Knapp recording, Jim Knapp's Scrape, his string orchestra here with violins, violas, cellos, and bass, harp, and guitar. The guitar soloist there was Greg Belisle Kai. And the piece titled Echoes, composed and arranged by Jim Knapp. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here. Let's take a look at some things coming up on the jazz calendar around the sound this week. Reggie Goings and Jazz Offering this afternoon at 3 at Tula's. The Seattle Women's Jazz Orchestra plays at 6 tonight at First Baptist Church for the Jazz Vespers, always on the first Sunday of the month. The Hamilton Middle School Jazz Band plays at 6:30, the David Marriott Big Band at 7:30 tonight at the Royal Room, and Taj Mahal Trio is in their final night tonight at Jazz Alley. On Monday, the UW Jazz Studio Jazz Ensemble and the Modern Band play at Meany Studio Theater at the University of Washington at 7:30. There'll be a Charlie Brown Christmas with David Benoit, 7:30 at Kirkland Performance Center on Monday night. Eldar Jangaroff will play two nights at Jazz Alley Tuesday and Wednesday. J. Thomas Big Band plays at Tula's on Tuesday, and J. Thomas leads the Cantaloupes Jam at 7:30 at the Ship Canal Grill on Wednesday. Also on Wednesday, the Legacy Band, led by Clarence Acox at the New Orleans Creole Restaurant. On Thursday, there'll be a fundraiser for Seattle Jazz Ed with Robert Natt and Wayne Horvitz ensembles, and that is at 415 Westlake Avenue North. That's 6:30 Thursday. The First Thursday Band with Ray Shelbred and Bob Jackson plays at the New Orleans on Thursday night. And the Mood Swings, all-women swing band, plays at the Black Box Theater at Edmonds Community College at 6 on Thursday. And Devon Lewis, limited edition, plays at the Musiquarium of the Triple Door. Friday night, Susan Pascal Trio with Mark Seals and Chuck Deerdorf will be playing at Boxley's in North Bend. Greta Matassa Quartet will be at Tula's. Joe Doria Trio at Vito's and Seattle Jazz Composers Ensemble at the Royal Room. Next Saturday night, Overton Berry will be at Egan's with his group, Dave Lewis Review at Langston Hughes Performing Arts Center, and Tom Marriott, Don Clement, Paul Gabrielson, and Alan Jones get together at Tula's. And also, Roosevelt Jazz Band plays the Jazz Nutcracker, the Ellington Strayhorn arrangement of the Tchaikovsky Suite at Roosevelt High School twice next weekend, Saturday night at 7:30 and Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. How about some music from the Roosevelt Jazz Band from their Jazz Nutcracker? This was recorded in 2003 at Nordstrom Recital Hall when I recorded the band playing this piece from the Ellington Strayhorn version of the Tchaikovsky Suite. This is Dance of the Floriadors. We'll be right back.
the Dance of the Floridors.
Thank you.
live at Boxley's in North Bend. That was Danny Kolke Trio, which plays every Sunday night at Boxley's with John Hamer on bass and Greg Williamson on drums. They played Blue Monk by Thelonious Monk. We were listening to an excerpt from the Jazz Nutcracker played by the Roosevelt High School Jazz Band just before that, directed by Scott Brown, in performance at Isley Ball Nordstrom Recital Hall at Ben Arroyo Hall in 2003. The soloists in Dance of the Floridors included Walker Adamson on trombone, Eleanor Howe on clarinet, Ken Christofferson on trombone, Stephanie Good on baritone sax, and Andrew McGovern on trumpet, appearing in that order. Dance of the Floridors from the Waltz of the Flowers from Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker is arranged by Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn. And they'll be doing the concert again this year at the beautiful Roosevelt High Performing Arts Center, and that's on Northeast 66th Street in the Roosevelt District. And the concerts take place next Saturday night at 7:30 and next Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. I'm planning on attending myself. Always look forward to it. Very wise to obtain tickets in advance for that. It's always a crowd and very likely will sell out. You'll find information at rooseveltjazz.org. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Coming up next, some music from Jay Thomas and the Cats. Jay Thomas on tenor sax with John Hansen piano, Adam Kessler drums, Chuck Kissler on bass. This is the core group for the Wednesday evening jams that take place every Wednesday at the Ship Canal Grill. A great collection of young players turn out for this and worth visiting. This is from the CD Neo Boogaloo. And this group has come to be known as the Cantaloupes. Here they are doing a tune by Hank Mobley called Soul Station.
Thank you.
That's always kind of the official start of the Christmas season for me when I hear Don Lanfear's group and that wonderful CD they made years back called Year Round Christmas. Wonderful recording, and it goes back to 1989. The late Don Lanfear, the tenor saxophonist, Jonathan Pugh on trumpet, Mark Seals piano, Chuck Deardorff bass, and Dean Hodges on drums, Jeff Hay on trombone. And we heard two pieces, the opening overture, which blends several Christmas songs together. Don called it Christmas Song to the World, and then we heard Don's arrangement of Jingle Bells from Year Round Christmas by Don Lanfear. We were listening to Jay Thomas on tenor sax before that, with John Hansen piano, Chuck Kistler on bass, and Adam Kessler on drums playing Hank Mobley's tune Soul Station. And this group, as I said, is the core group at the Wednesday evening jam at the Ship Canal Grill. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Here's a tune coming from the latest edition of the KPLU School of Jazz, Volume 9. This is the Seattle Jazz Ed Advanced Ensemble, directed by Clarence Acox, playing Duke Ellington's Echoes of Harlem. Thank you. A beautiful performance of that tune by Elvis Costello called Almost Blue. Wonderfully transparent recording, too, that was done by Robert Lang in his studio. Thomas Marriott on flugelhorn and Bill Anschel at the piano in Almost Blue. That's from the Flexicon album. Thomas Marriott's going to be playing next Saturday night at Tula's. Before Thomas Marriott, we were listening to a piece from the School of Jazz, Volume 9, and that was the Seattle Jazz Ed Advanced Ensemble, directed by Clarence Acocks, playing Echoes of Harlem. The student soloists are not named. And that's it for today. Thank you for listening. My name's Jim Wilkie, and coming up next is Ken Wiley with The Art of Jazz. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedar Woolley, a community